take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website, totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about tonight. Your calls are primary if you make them. And, of course, we'll talk to you about, virtually anything. We're going to start things out, though, by going across the pond to see what's going on in the United Kingdom. Because not only because we're an international show and people around the world are listening, but also because it's important to follow developments in other countries to see what could be coming to your country soon. Because that's how it works. One country's government will implement some sort of awful new law, and then your country's government will say, yeah, we should have that
right.
too.
The politicians love control. They love tyranny, although they won't call it tyranny. They love having control, and they love having their little fingers and everything, because God knows we, the peons, couldn't manage on our own to figure these things out. We need the state to run everything. And so when they see a state elsewhere managing to get involved in people's lives in some new obtrusive way, then they think, that could be us.
So, to London, Reuters reporting, England has slammed the door on smoking in bars, workplaces, and public buildings on Sunday in what campaigners hail as the biggest boost to public health since the creation of the National Health Service in 1948. The chief medical officer, Liam Donaldson, said there would be teething problems with the change. That's an interesting term, huh? Teething? I thought that's what babies do. But anyway, maybe it's a British thing. But he expected people to comply with the new law. He told BBC Television, quote, "The other places that have introduced it, both overseas and also the other UK countries, have had very few problems. England is a very big country, so there are bound to be some teething problems with implementing it. But on the whole, the majority of smokers and non-smokers wanted this change, so I expect people to comply with it very, very straightforwardly." He said he expected a reduction of more than 1% in the number of smokers as a result of the ban. Wow, man, that's pretty big expectations there, huh? 1%.
Yeah, really, well, that's not really...
Setting their sights high.
Yeah, you would think they'd try a little more. Now, that's 1% of smokers, and that's not 1% of the population from, say there's 25% of the population that smokes. That's not going to go from 25 to 24%.
Right.
It's going to go from 25% to 24.75%.
Yeah, exactly. Deborah Arnott, the director of Charity of Action on Smoking and Health, welcomed the ban. She said, "Smoking is the single most preventable cause of death. Workers have a right to a safe environment, and the harm done by tobacco smoke is..."
Well, she's
now
a liar or an idiot, because if it is the single most preventable cause of death, then it's not, which it's not. I mean, what about cars? We could prevent people from getting in cars. Now, I know that it sounds ludicrous, because cars are important. It's important for people to be able to get back and forth to work and all those other things. Transportation, the ability to move yourself from one place to another is important.
Yes.
Well, I say the ability to make a decision for yourself, the personal liberty that one has as to decide whether or not to smoke, is also extremely important. So if you're willing to throw away that personal liberty, I'm willing to throw away the ability to transport yourself. I say cars are the single biggest, most preventable form of death in England or whatever.
I would agree with that, and I think you're right. She is either just an idiot or lying, because workers don't have a right to a safe environment. What about all the workers that are working in, you know, under dangerous conditions, for
instance?
What
about the guy who cleans smokestacks? Does he have a right to a safe environment?
Right.
Does he have a right to turn off gravity? Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, anyone working on a ladder, that sort of thing, construction, tremendously dangerous area to work in. I mean, police officers, obviously, not necessarily the safest of jobs in some cases. So clearly, as a worker, you, in a free country, or at least a relatively free country, where you get to choose what you do instead of having the government decide for you, you have the ability to decide, do I want to work this risky job and get paid commensurate to the risk? Or do I want to work this nice, safe retail job where I stand behind the cash register all day and, you know, get paid a few bucks an hour? So you get paid more typically in jobs where there's a lot of risk involved. For instance, even in cash register jobs, you get paid more at a convenience store than you would get paid at, say, a Walmart, for instance. Because, and especially if you're working the overnight shift. Overnight convenience store workers, they get paid fairly well compared to the other people around the clock. Because it's just a higher likelihood that somebody's going to come in there and point a gun at you during those times.
Yeah, that, and it's a crappy shift to work. And
well, that much is true as well. But so, yeah, workers should be able to choose their risk. And here she is saying that they have a right to a safe environment. Just not true. But artist David Hockney, who'd been waging a campaign against the ban, called it a grotesque piece of social engineering imposed by a political and media elite. The English ban means smoking in enclosed public places such as pubs will now be banned across the entire United Kingdom. Wales and Northern Ireland outlawed public smoking in April following the lead of Scotland last year. Ireland and other European countries have also banned smoking indoors, while some parts of Canada and a number of U.S. states have had strict controls on smoking for years, as we well know here in the United
States. I don't think that this is amazing, considering England is probably landmass-wise not nearly as large as the amount of states that have banned smoking in bars here.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. It's certainly not unprecedented. However, there are some interesting factors that this is the whole country of England, and it's also a total ban. It's a total ban on any indoor smoking, bars, workplaces, public buildings. So there's there's not even an exemption for the bars. Like in Florida, where we come from, there was a if you sold 15%, I think, or
If it was a standalone building and it was a full fledged bar as opposed to an eating establishment, then you could in fact
less than 50%. 15% of your sales had to be food stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
15% or less.
Right. Let's see. The legislation is designed to protect people from the effects of secondhand smoke at work, which doctors estimate kills more than 600 people a year. That's not a lot of people, even if that estimate is true. That's not a lot. Didn't they used to estimate that it was 50,000 people? Oh, no, that's 50,000 total, right? They're claiming that only 600 people a year die from secondhand smoke in workplaces in Great Britain. Anyway, a quarter of adults smoke, with a higher level among those doing manual and routine jobs. Individuals lighting up against the law face a fine of up to £200, while businesses can be charged up to £1,000 for failing to display no smoking signs in affected areas, which also include minicabs, company cars, and yes, even churches. Churches didn't even get out of this one, Mark. You remember the recent New Hampshire smoking ban? They at least exempted churches, I believe. They exempted Kiwanis clubs and those sorts of things. Private clubs, offshore oil rigs, hotel rooms, and prison cells are among the few places where public smoking will continue to be permitted. People will also still be able to smoke at home.
I'm
for now.
Prison cells. In Florida, you can't smoke in jail either.
Not everyone supports the new laws, but most are resigned to them. Richard Lilly, a 37-year-old law firm printer relaxing with a cigarette and a pint of beer in a pub, said he didn't want to give up smoking because he enjoys it. Quote, "I won't bother going to the pub. I'll drink at home. I enjoy a beer with a cigarette. It's part of the culture." Unquote. Others will sit or stand outside, with many pubs installing rain awnings and patio heaters to accommodate smokers. Now, anybody who's been paying attention to the smoking bans here in the United States knows exactly where this is going to go next. Because what we've seen here is that once they implement the smoking ban as far as indoor establishments are concerned, which they're doing now in the United Kingdom, the next step is inevitably to remove the smokers from the doorways, to remove them from near open windows, and that sort of thing. As though if secondhand smoke was such a problem inside a room, it's still that much of a problem when a little wisp of smoke were to blow in from someone standing by the door or the window or something like that. I mean, it's just they take it as extreme as they can get it step by step. They won't do it all at once, but that's what's coming next. Watch. Just wait, Great Britain. That's what's coming next. You won't be able to smoke near the door of your favorite establishment. You'll have to be 25 feet away, like some cities in California.
Yeah.
And then inevitably, it's going to get to the point, there have been some places in the United States where they have banned smoking in apartment buildings.
Right, you're too close to other people. You're right next door.
Exactly right. So that's coming down the pipe. As soon as that happens, then we'll inevitably go to the next step, which is a total ban on smoking. Now, no one else has done that yet. No city or locality or state or anything has gone that far, but it's just a question of who'll do it first,
yeah,
right?
It's just a question of when.
More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. Do you agree with these smoking bans? Would love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Some of those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, to the fun, ladies first, it's Roxanna in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Roxanna.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wanting to comment regarding, I listened to the last week's programs regarding immigration. And I said, like, on Saturday, I joined with some of my friends, and I'm here under a TN visa, and I'm just getting ready to get the green card just because it's the easiest process for me to get another job or study my master here or while I'm here.
Okay.
But people were saying immigration, I don't know why the topic came by, and it's hard to persons to really understand why you feel like an immigrant when you are here because they don't understand, like, to be here, I'm privileged because I'm able to afford a visa, and other persons cannot. And
right. What does a visa cost?
Well, if you are on the TN visa, it's about $800.
Wait, slow down a second. I'm having a little trouble understanding. Are you saying TM or the word teen? Teen visa?
Well, there are different types of visa, actually, that you can, you can come here to this country and work. One of them is the TN visa that is the NAFTA visa, and it's granted to Canadians and Mexicans only who have a bachelor degree or so, and they are qualified for working here.
Wait, you have to have a degree to get this visa?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to have gone through the process of college, which obviously costs something, and then there's $400 you said?
$800.
So the cost of college in your home country plus $800 in order to get a visa to come to the
Roxanna,
United States.
How much time did you put in trying to get this visa?
This one, if you have a sponsorship, I mean, if you get someone that wants you to work here, it takes about 3 months if you pay $1,000 for premium processing. Otherwise, it takes 6 months.
So it's $1,000 plus the $800 fee?
Yes.
Gotcha.
$1,800.
Yes.
Now, you come from Mexico?
Yes.
And so of the people that you lived with or lived near down in Mexico who would have wanted to come to the United States, what percentage of them could afford the $1,800 plus the college that they'd have to pony up in order to come here?
Well, really a few. Because, well, myself, I went to a private school. And, I'm not rich, I'm not wealthy, but I'm medium class. So if you work a little bit harder, I mean, you can afford it. But most of the people who want to come, or it's illegal, is looking for a better life because the work in Mexico is really bad. Even for a professional, it's sometimes really bad. For a year.
So Roxanna, when you were down in Mexico, we get all these people calling this show, as you've heard, obviously. We get these people calling in claiming that, I think what the guy on Saturday, one of the guys said was, well, most immigrants, they just want to take welfare. And I, of course, rebutted that. And I asked the guy, well, how many immigrants he knew. He didn't answer the question. We ended the call. But
yeah.
When you were down in Mexico, of your friends and the people you talked to about moving to the United States and those that might have expressed an interest, a similar interest, how many of them told you, Roxanna, I really want to go to the United States so I can get myself some free education and I want to get some free health care and I want to get I want to suck off the teat of the welfare state? How many of them told you that?
None.
Hmm.
None, because I can talk for myself. I come here just because I wanted to. I mean, for me, it was challenging to move from Mexico to here and start a career here by myself. You know, I have the tools. I have my degree. I learn English, and I'm pretty well technically in what I'm doing, right? So the reason there is an opportunity there, right? It depends on the person, how hard they want to work in order to gain respect in the environment you are working on. And, you know, walk through. I mean, it's not something that is granted, and people sometimes, I think, don't understand that part. The opportunity came, and you can take it and you can do whatever you want.
Now, so basically what you're saying is that for at least of the people you knew, you did not know anyone who was interested in coming here for welfare?
No.
Now, Roxanna, when you interact with Americans, do you ever feel like some of them don't want you here?
Yes, of course.
Even though you're so-called legal, they still don't want you
right.
here.
Right. You're a legal immigrant, and people tell me all the time on this radio show they don't have any problems with legal immigrants at all.
And I don't believe them.
It's the illegal ones that bother them. But I really think that they might just be bigots. And it's just a guess. Now, tell me what some of your experiences are like what the feelings are that you get that you're not welcome.
What do they say or what do they do, et cetera?
Well, because I'm in a company, I mean, you need to kind of behave. They cannot, but sometimes, I mean, they just make it more difficult to get the information you need to do your work, right? So either you need to stay away and learn by yourself or, you know, get a little bit of information from this person. And sometimes they don't want to help you. So what you need to do is... I don't know.
So they're sort of sabotaging you at work a little bit?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I can guess at the beginning. But nowadays, I mean, since I have been doing a really good job, I mean, you know, you gain respect through time. So, but at the beginning, it was kind of rough.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely believe that, Roxanne. It's very easy to hate a class of people. It's not easy to hate one person. Once you get to know the person and realize, oh, this is a pretty good guy or gal, and I guess I don't want to be mean to them. But it's easy to hate those damn Mexicans.
What about the language barrier? A lot of the anti-immigration people claim that people will come here and not learn English, that sort of thing, which, of course, we rebut. All the statistics show differently. But just in your personal viewpoint, your personal experience of presumably you've linked up with some other Hispanics since you've moved. Have you noticed that... a certain percentage of them don't speak any English at all? Or are they? Is their attitude very positive towards learning English? How would you describe
that? Do they want
to
learn English?
They want to learn English. It's really positive because, I mean, now we are in global world, right? So in order to be able to have more opportunities and good chances to grow in a company, you need to be bilingual. You have to. And now either you want to learn Chinese or French. Like, I started learning French and started learning Chinese and
wow,
Japanese.
Awesome.
And
I'm jealous.
I mean, trying to speak English, you know. But, I mean, I worked through because I wanted to get ready to wherever I go. I was able to interact with other persons, and I wanted to learn the culture, too. So I think it's up to you how open you are to go wherever you go.
Awesome.
If I want to stay here, I will stay here. I mean, it's a great opportunity. I like my job, and I'm doing pretty well at that, and I know good people.
And how long have you been here so far?
2 years.
Two or three?
Two.
Awesome. Roxanna, we really appreciate you calling in and helping to combat some of the common misperceptions that so many Americans have about the immigration situation here in this country. You are an amazing person, and congratulations on making it this far. I hope you keep it up. And I'm personally proud to have Roxanna here in the United States of America. I don't know about you, Marcus.
I am.
Agree. Thank you, Roxanna. We appreciate
here to work
it.
Hard.
And hopefully you'll call us again. More on the way. You can take control. Sounds like she is, and like a lot of people are. A lot of others are, too.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself? Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. You can get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats, of course. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself at KeepYourAssets.net? They're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it is Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, here's what some of these people are thinking. Like, these immigrants are coming in, and they're changing the whole cultural scene here, you see. Like, Joey, he goes down to the bar, and he gets drunk, and then he drives, and he crashes, and the investigators find out where he got drunk, and then they go down, the place loses their license. So then now he's got to go find another bar to do his drinking at. Goes down to there, and it's all these Hispanic people, and they don't want to watch baseball. They want to watch soccer. And so the solution to that, of course, is to hire all these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to go down there and haul these people out of the country and make them leave the country, so that way it'll be all English-speaking people who want to talk about baseball instead of soccer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a little jaded and cynical, but I can see where you're coming from, Tom.
Yeah, anyway, that's what that's about. The problem, now what the Free Staters need to do once they take over New Hampshire.
Well, they're not going to take over without voluntary assistance from the rest of the population, but go ahead.
You know, what they need to do after they take over and then secede from the Union is they're going to have freedom, and they're going to have this libertarian utopia, but it's going to be tough to keep it that way. So, you know, some of the things they got to do to keep it that way, I think they're going to have to pass a law, make everybody become a libertarian, and pay taxes to contribute to libertarian campaigns. So
yeah, that doesn't sound very libertarian to me, Tom. I don't know. Have you been drinking Kool-Aid over the weekend or something?
No, when the newspapers want to print all these editorials, bad press against the libertarians, and hurt the libertarians' chances of getting reelected, then, you know, we got to make a law against that. Set up a committee that's going to screen everything that the newspapers want to print before they can print it to make sure that, you know, it's going to be consistent with keeping our freedom.
Well, I can tell you, Tom, if libertarians, so-called, start doing things like that, they can expect me to oppose them every step of the way. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
And myself.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a place I want to live in.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Libertarian Party, quote-unquote, take over where the Democrats and Republicans have left off and just increase the size of the bureaucracy or force people to do things. That's the reason I am a Libertarian, although I'm not a Libertarian Party member.
I'd like to see the state secede. I agree with that much. I think that'd be nice. And then while we're at it, we should abolish the state government entirely and open the borders. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in all that. I would like, however, to see the size of the government shrink here in New Hampshire, and perhaps New Hampshire put some pressure on the federal government to not implement all of its tyrannical crap here in this state.
What if the federal government says, well, we're going to do it anyway?
Well, that's a what-if scenario.
What would it take to push you to the point of being a secessionist?
Did you ever see George Wallace? Now, this isn't the greatest example, because George Wallace, I'm not really on his side, but George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, stand with his troopers, I can't remember.
In the door of the school?
Yeah, the door of the school to prevent some black kids from coming in. That governor stood up to the state. Now, I'm not saying that I support George Wallace, although I do support states' rights. It gets very muddied there.
States can't have rights. Only individuals have rights.
Okay.
But I get the concept.
That's great.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. I wanted to comment on Irving Leibowitz's pardon from Bush. I mean, Scooter Libby's pardon from Bush today.
Is that a political joke? Because it went way over my head.
Well, what happened is Bush pardoned Libby today by commuting his sentence.
Isn't that nice?
And it's really, I think it represents another action by a president that's really lost touch with the reality of the world surrounding him. And I was reading some of the historians that the presidential historians, such as McCulloch, that have commented upon Gerry Ford and his place in history by pardoning Richard M. Nixon, while Nixon was never really convicted of, you know, a crime in a sense. By that I mean he never went to trial. So
right.
When Nixon resigned, he really didn't need a pardon legally. Mm. And, you know, how in a sense that whole process was sort of muddied up in the past. But I did want to say this about Scooter Libby. He was convicted during the Iran-Contragate of illegal actions and was pardoned by Bush 41. And what we find interesting is the fact that this is the second time. And,
that is interesting.
Wow. Sure is nice to have political connections, isn't it?
Well, not just that, but I think it represents, really, I think, in many ways, the end of the Constitutional Republic.
Oh, and that's been dead for years.
And I would say this, that really, this is another feather in the cap for impeachment regarding Bush and Cheney.
Sure, but that's not going to happen either.
Well, no, and that's really, I think that's really the problem. But sadly...
And that's because they all work together. You know that, right, Frank?
Oh, of course I know that, in the networking. But I think it represents really the end of any kind of American respect in the world and within our own political culture. That's why I think it's very interesting with Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's so many questions that are unresolved that I still have regarding Bill Clinton's presidency, such as how did Hillary's Rose law firm documents end up in her second floor closet in the White House? You know, there are many issues that still haven't been resolved.
Now, wait, was it Rose Law Firm? Wasn't that the coke dealing thing?
Well, also that, but it also had dealt with Vince Foster's files.
Right.
That's
the guy
the
who ended up dead in the park.
One of the guys, yeah.
Repeat that, pardon me?
That was the guy who ended up dead in the park.
That's correct. That shot himself, supposedly.
Yeah.
Committed suicide. But what's interesting about it is there's so many questions regarding Hillary's conduct and her effectiveness in Bill Clinton's White House, such as being the expert or the czar on health care reform, when in fact we had nothing more out of Clinton's presidency than more complications with the medical system and maybe four TV programs dealing with hospitals and medical care. But
well, you know, all your questions,
nothing occurred.
Right, all your questions are never going to be answered. I mean,
they're not, and I think
that
really it points to the fact that individuals, when looking at the ideological spectrum of the United States right now in the domain of politics or realpolitik, the libertarian notion appears very real and satisfying because, in a sense, when we look for the causes of the current historical malaise or our point in time, we can see how government interference has caused so much of this. And looking at sort of a libertarian model that would allow the individual complete freedom to exist, you know, is very appealing. And
that's
it
right.
does represent a utopian vision.
I don't think it's utopian, though. I mean, it'll be a lot better than what we have today, but it's certainly no utopia. And it is, there are certainly
people will still commit crimes.
Right. The free market isn't a perfect place, but damn, it sure would be a lot better than what we have today. Hey, Clint, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I share Frank's concern to some extent about unresolved things in the past. I understand where he's coming from on that, and I think a lot of people would like to get those answers, but they're never going to come. And as every year goes by, they become less and less likely that they ever will. And I was watching this movie that Jim Babka from Downsize DC sent me recently.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
Well, and it's kind of a lot of that. The whole idea of people looking for these answers that they're never going to really get. They're looking for justice, right, for the 9/11 thing or whatever, but they're never going to get it. And it's tragic in a way that they believe there's a chance that they could, and they spend so much energy. We can talk about that coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 will be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there. We give them away, though. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the hundreds of listeners that have decided to amp up. And amp, by the way, stands for advertise, market, and promote. The idea is simple. You like the show, send us $3 a month via any major credit card or PayPal subscription, and we'll take that money in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live and getting the show on more radio stations, one of which we'll be announcing in a couple hours, or actually less than a couple hours from now, as a matter of fact. And it's working. I mean, the fact is we're on 27 stations now nationwide because of our amplifiers.
Right, and the amplifier program isn't just charity for Free Talk Live. You get some perks in the process.
You get some bonuses.
There's an amp-only call-in line. There's a forum. There's a forum for
the chat room.
Yep, chat room.
There's more details as well. Sometimes we throw out just occasional random perks. Like a while back, we put up a picture of you with a mohawk, Mark, that only the amplifiers had access to. So just little things like that sometimes. So, again, get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Neil. What's on your mind?
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
I got a question that I've had in mind for a little while now. Just thought I'd throw it at you.
Okay.
You gentlemen consider yourself libertarians.
Yeah, libertarian free marketeer. That's me.
Right, right. Well, as most of you know, libertarianism rests upon the non-aggression axiom. That is to say that the initiation of the use of force is banned.
That's correct.
Basically. So my question is really for the minarchists out there.
That would be me.
Yeah, okay. If you don't want to use force to maintain your limited government, how are you going to stop competing forces from arising and providing the same services that your government would provide?
How would you prevent forces from, like, you know, starting a separate little army?
No. Like starting up private protection agencies.
There are currently private protection agencies in the sense that security guards and all that sort of thing. So I don't see a problem there. There's currently other militaries out there. For instance, you could hire a mercenary squad. I don't know if it's necessarily legal. You may have to go through the Ivory Coast in order to get these guys, but you could do such a thing.
Right, but my question more stems from the idea that the citizen and the government that you live under, they have a contractual agreement. Would you force people from signing up with your with the territory that you cover, and instead paying for another group of individuals to provide them their law and their security? So
that's sort of what the state does, is they take a geographic area, mm-hmm. and they say, we are the sole providers of force in this particular area.
Yes.
So in that particular sense, yes, I would probably not allow people to obey different laws and sign up with some organization that, say, exists in the in people's imagination and obey
their
laws.
Mark doesn't actually believe in the non-initiation of force.
Okay, so
that's why he's a minarchist.
But then, how can you call yourself a libertarian?
See, he can't.
He just violate the non-aggression axiom.
I understand what you're saying, and exactly the non-aggression statement is in fact an anarchist slogan. It is not a libertarian sort of slogan. What would you call somebody who is...
No, it's a libertarian slogan. I mean, it's been
right,
the...
Right, then all libertarians are anarchists?
Well, no, it's... eventually, once they figure it out, but, the whole principle of libertarianism is not initiating the use of force. That's what libertarianism
okay.
is.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but what you're saying libertarianism is anarchism. So we have a word for anarchists, and we need a word for people who are minarchists to go under this sort of big umbrella that is minarchist. And libertarian essentially has meant that up to this point.
No, it really hasn't. It's only meant that up to this point in your mind, Mark, because, you want to be a libertarian. You like the ideas that libertarians are putting out there. You just can't quite get rid of, the last vestiges of the state in your mind.
I would say there's a lot of people...
The libertarian movement has been around a lot longer than you've been calling yourself a libertarian, and that non-aggression axiom has been with it since the very beginning. So if you don't like that term, then you should just call yourself a minarchist,
Mark. There are a lot of people out there.
Whoa, we gotta let you go. Don't know what happened there, but he's gone.
Funny noise. There are a lot of people out there that call themselves libertarians that believe in some form of state or another. Are those people illegitimate libertarians in your mind?
By definition.
The 90-95% of libertarians out there?
I don't know if it's 90 or 95%. I haven't seen any studies on that. That's a number you just made up.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
But no, they aren't real libertarians. I mean, we
they're
appreciate...
They're not real anarchists.
I appreciate them, and I wish you'd stop using that
term,
Mark.
That's what it is! That's
no,
what it means.
No,
it's not a definition.
The term anarchist,
that's what it is.
The term anarchist is typically associated with bomb throwers, violent individuals, people, and socialists.
I don't associate with that.
Well, okay, that's fine. But if you keep using that term, people are going to misunderstand what you're referring to. Anarchists, per se, Mark, have not taken a pledge that says, I do not support the initiation of political force. I think that's an important, or rather any force. I don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That is not something that is necessarily aligned with anarchy. Anarchists can be of all sorts of, different breeds. There are, of course, anarcho-capitalists, there are anarcho-socialists, there are anarcho-syndicalists, and none of those people have taken the non-aggression pledge as libertarians have. So there is a significant difference.
In order to be a libertarian, you think that somebody needs to take this pledge that you're talking about, that I will not initiate force against someone. To get political or social gains. In order to be a libertarian, they have to take that pledge, and to take that pledge, they have to believe in a government or no.
Well, you can't possibly...
Yes or no.
You can believe in the government, okay? You can believe, because when I became a libertarian, Mark, back in the early part of this decade, I still believed in government doing very, very few things, but I understood when I took that pledge that I could no longer support the initiation of force. And as soon as I came to understand that government can't be operated without the initiation of force, that's when I rejected government entirely. So it's a learning process.
So people that are libertarians must, according to your definition, they must believe in no government. Is that correct?
No, they absolutely believe in government. Self-government. They believe in self-government, Mark, and that's an important difference. They don't believe in forcing others to live a certain way. They don't believe in that.
I think that, you know, by the term government, I guess I mean a group of individuals that have declared for themselves the monopoly on the use of force in some particular area.
Yeah, that would be contrary to their belief system.
So libertarians don't believe in government.
Libertarians don't believe in the use of initiated force. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. So, you know, I know you're never you and I are never going to resolve this conflict because you like the idea of calling yourself a libertarian, and I don't mind. There are plenty of people that call themselves libertarians that aren't really adherents to the philosophy. But I'm and I guess the important part is that people that call themselves libertarians that aren't 100% adherents to the non-aggression principle are hopefully moving in the right direction. And as they come across new government programs, they come to understand that these things aren't benefiting mankind, and they reject them one after one until they finally come to the conclusion that having an armed gang of thugs running around is just not a good thing to have.
Well, the mistake you're doing is marrying the non-aggression pledge to being a libertarian. And that is not a foregone conclusion. That is not the definition of what a libertarian is. Yes, that's what you need to take in order to become part of the Libertarian Party. I have never been a member of the Libertarian
Party. The only reason the Libertarian Party... I'm not talking about the Libertarian Party. I'm just talking about the Libertarian movement in general, which is much more wide-cutting than the party. But the only reason the party took that on... That pledge already existed, the concept of non-aggression, not initiating force, that it already existed before the creation of the Libertarian Party. When David Nolan and the other guys that created the Libertarian Party created the party, they said, hey, let's have a pledge for people to get into our party so we know they're serious about this whole non-initiating force thing, and also the pledge separates them from other parties because other parties don't require that. So that's the only reason why that's attached to the Libertarian Party. The libertarian movement in general is against the initiation of force. So if you want to have a government, Mark, that doesn't initiate force on people, then that's fine. You can call that a government and be happy with it as long as you live. That's great.
I think that you can very easily be a libertarian, believe in some sort of small government. I think that that's what the definition of libertarian is. It's certainly the working definition in today's world is a person who believes in smaller government.
Why don't you just start calling yourself a minarchist, then?
I don't particularly like that word.
Okay. Well, then I won't call you a minarchist if you won't call me an anarchist. How about that? Can we come to an agreement on that? All right, minarchist, 800-259-9231. It certainly sounds more lame than anarchist does. Minarchist. I'm minarchist. My name's Mark.
I just don't believe in very small government. Even know what the hell the term means. Why use it? I mean, it's not a functional word.
Well, if you keep calling me an anarchist, you can count on me continuing to rebut you at every
possible term. I didn't bring it up. I'm only using the word as it's defined.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you've ever...